another Blurry Hysteria. I'm David Flora. That's Brent Hand. Hey, Brent.
Hey, ding, ding, ding. How goes?
I told you not to call me by my nickname on the podcast.
Poor little ding, ding. What's going on, sir?
There's three in there. Nothing.
The weather's changing. It's beautiful out. You're probably still in snow or something because you live in...
I can finally see the lawn.
Yeah.
The last remnants of snowpack just melted in the yawn. Oh, God.
It's going to be one of those days. I'm excited. Yeah. I don't know if you are, but I'm excited. Yeah.
But there's plenty of snow still on the mountains, but the little pods of gross snow are disappearing. So it's about time to get out and plant. Try to see if I can get any flowers out or something.
Plant your snow flowers. That makes sense.
Well, people made fun of me for trying to plant food last year, the year
you're
before.
You're all going to die. That's why you're out there in your combat fatigues.
Well, I've not had any luck because the first year I tried it, I built an outdoor structure that had plants in it. I also had an irrigation system. Like, I did it all up, you know. But by the time I finished all that, it was like late July, early August. And I got some like lettuce and spinach and radishes, and that's about it.
Yeah.
This past year, I was ready to go, planted everything, got it all set up, and then Annie's cousin, who is who owns the house, was like, "Hey, we got to change out the septic tank. We're gonna have to tear that thing down." And so all that work, all the stuff, I scraped out as many seeds as I could and put them in another spot. And, you know, I got some, I think, peas and little onions, little carrots. That's
peas
about
and
it.
Carrots.
And so I've just been so defeated.
Right.
This, I'm like, I'll buy a couple flowers. I'll keep it simple.
Right.
Don't care.
Yeah, I know. No doubt, like when it's defeated. You know, so we lived in, you know, the farmland came up to our yard. And they would spray with planes every other year, you know.
Oh, wow.
And the stuff they would put on the corn would kill our garden immediately, whatever it was. So, you know, it didn't pay for us to keep a garden anymore. So that's fun. And eating that and breathing it and living in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, best of luck with all the cancer coming up.
Yeah, no shit. Right.
Let me give you a preemptive best of luck.
They would be doing that. And I'd walk out and spray some silver spray paint in my mouth and yell, "Witness me," and then try to take the plane out. And it never worked.
Mediocre.
Oh, man. So, speaking of mediocre,
hi, I'm David.
So we got some weird news for you guys this week. And remember, you can get yours in weird@hysteria51.com. Again, just email them weird@hysteria51.com. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. We'll get you on here at some point in time. We're dwindling down. We're getting to the last handful, so make sure you get them in. And this first one comes to us from Josh Rammer. It's not Reamer, but it'd be a lot cooler if it was. R-A-M-E-R. This is NBC News, April 21st, 2023, by the always amazing Tim Stello. I have no idea any of his other work, but I'm just giving him a lot of
Is Tim Stello okay?
We hope so. We're going to see after the end of this. This is a short one. I'm going to read you the whole thing because it's short. Six cattle died mysteriously in Texas with their tongues removed, the hide around one side of their mouth gone, and no blood spilled, authorities said this week. It's always that same MO. No blood, very precision cuts. Anyway, it says, the cause of death for the six animals was unknown, the Madison County Sheriff's Office said in a statement Wednesday. As of Friday, there have been no updates in the case. That's according to a dispatcher. Madison County Sheriff's Office in Madisonville, Texas, is the one telling us all this. Cattle were found along the Texas State Highway in three counties, Madison, Brazos, and Robertson, with each animal part of a different herd in a different pasture. Though that's interesting. Five of the animals were adults. One was a yearling. It wasn't immediately clear when they died. The sex of the animals weren't disclosed because, you know, they're playing by Florida laws, and that's too sexy. I can't tell you if they're boys or girls. Anyway, probably all suicide. They had been around the Clintons. No, in two Whoa. Cases, the animals.
George Soros came in, smacked them all to death with his huge wads.
The animal's genitalia and anuses had been removed with a circular cut that the sheriff's office said had been made with same precision as the cuts noted around the jaw lines of each cow. So it's nice to know that you can keep a straight face and a steady hand when you're cutting an ass, just like you can when you're cutting a mouth. So yeah. Good for you.
Hope they change the blade.
Investigators said the Madison County Sheriff's Office discovered 5 of the deaths after ranchers alerted authorities to a dead 6-year-old Longhorn cross cow. Grass around the bodies of all animals was undisturbed. No signs of struggle, no footprints or tire tracks or anything, according to the sheriff's office. Here's a quote. Ranchers also reported that no predators or birds would scavenge, that is, the remains of the cow, leaving it to decay untouched for several weeks. That is interesting and hard to believe to this this fine podcaster. The sheriff's office noted that similar incidents have been reported across the United States, and it was coordinating with other law enforcement agencies. Again, this is from NBC. It's not from ramshackle.com or some shit like that.
GaiaExperiments.org.
In 2019, authorities in Oregon found 5 dead bulls that had their sex organs and tongues removed. That is from the Associated Press. These deaths prompted theories and included everything from carrion bugs to spaceships and cult killings. According to the Associated Press, it wasn't clear if the deaths were solved, but, you know, it never hurts to make up some shit. An FBI agent who investigated earlier with mysterious cattle deaths on tribal lands told the Associated Press that there was no indication that anything other than common predators were behind the deaths. And we've covered that before, because if they've been there for a while, when the skin and stuff comes back, it makes it look like the cuts were a little bit better than they really were. Mm. But it also just could be your ramshackle local cult or gloop glop coming in for a taste test. That's the gift that keeps on giving, man, these cattle mutilations.
Well, that's the thing. I have never covered the topic.
It's probably because you're involved.
I don't want the man picking up my scent, but it's been fascinating to me, but I don't know the ins and outs of it enough to know, well, enough to speak on it, really. Mm-hmm. There are questions.
Oh, I man, that's how have. I live my life, but I just speak.
First of all, I think it would be decently common knowledge. Maybe not everybody knows, but, you know, it's out there that not predators like you would think of coyotes or buzzards, things like that, but bacteria or any little things that get in there first, they go for the soft tissue, right? Yeah. So eyes, tongue, anus, maybe the genitalia. But every single cattle mutilation case says there's no blood, and all, you know, most or all of these things are removed, and that's weird. And it's, I think that's false.
Yeah.
I can't speak to authority, but I think that's false because the picture of this, which I don't know if it's the picture of the actual crime scene, quote unquote, there is a trickle of blood coming out of the mouth. So to say there's no blood, you know,
well,
they
said they sent their guy and he went, this grass is bone dry.
But I have seen that, you know, a lot of the blood and stuff will collect at the very bottom of it. It's just like if you had a nonstick pan with grease and you heated it up and it all kind of, you know, melted into settling at the lowest point of the pan. Mm-hmm. Think of it that way. And then it starts congealing. Well, if there's no place for it to get out, it's not going to come out. Let's say, now I'll tell you about what's weird about the case. Mm-hmm. But first, I would say, you know, if you don't have an incision or something in where the blood collects, it's not going to come out.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think it's that weird to not have blood. I have seen cases where people said there's no blood, and then they eventually move the cow, and there's, you know, a pool of blood where it was laying because it had all gone down and soaked into the ground and all that
true.
Stuff.
True.
The weirdest thing about this is how many cows died.
Well, so that's kind of where I was going with that is these ranchers, the only aside I will say is they're used to finding dead cows. So mm-hmm. they have to be used to what a dead cow looks like after that amount of time. So sure. for it to be weird to them is saying something, at least in my mind, and also that it was six of them in short order, all with the same type injuries, leads it to be a little more provocative, at least to me. But I don't know.
And it is. And yeah, and that's why we talk about that, this kind of stuff, because of stuff, you know, the details like that. And again, I haven't formed any kind of opinion on it because I haven't talked to ranchers. I haven't talked to scientists or, you know, biologists on what happens first to cause the death. If it was one off, you could say, well, maybe it had a heart attack or something.
Maybe it was just a tithing to the Burger King. You know, they expect those every year. Those juicy whoppers come at a cost.
But to say that it was precision cut out, I think that's just complete bullshit. I don't think people, I don't think they know enough. I don't think they've seen that before to say that's what it is.
That's a precision cut. See, what you're getting at is David prides himself on all his cuts to humans and animals are precision. And he doesn't like that.
No, I pride mine on being hack jobs.
Yeah, he doesn't like that being thrown around willy nilly.
I don't like to cut off the willy-nilly either. But yeah, so cattle mutilations and stuff, I just haven't done enough research on to really speak to. These are just questions and thoughts that I have,
God
you know,
knows
out of
I have.
out of my limited knowledge.
Yeah, I get you. I don't think we're going to solve this one ourselves. But like I did say, it is the gift that keeps on giving because it doesn't go away.
It's true.
Cattle mutilations and you in the morning.
Do you think that
I try not to?
There are two different sides to this coming out media wise. That there's one side where people are like, this is a natural death. There's really nothing to this. And then there's another side that's like, but is it?
I mean, I do. I think that. And we've seen, you know, the guy in this one said there's nothing weird about this.
Exactly. Like he's saying that, but a news source or, you know, a couple of ranchers are saying, no, something's weird.
That's exactly what Big Mutilation wants us to believe.
Big Incision Cut.
Yeah. Wants you to, yeah. Precision Cuts Anonymous.
Precision
there.
Incision.
Precision Incision. That's it. Now I want to copyright that. It's probably taken already. Precision Incision.
Precision Incision Cattle Mutilating Company.
Precision Incision. You kill it, we cut it. With precise accuracy at all times. I don't know, kids.
Cuts to your bovine that are so fine.
Yeah. We are not going to crack this one today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to hit you with some AI news. Coming up after this on Blurry Hysteria.
Somebody out there has got to make a t-shirt for that.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her own dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health.
And David, that's super important to us because, as you know, my wife and I have two rescue dogs, and they are fantastic. They're so much fun, and they're buttholes, as you know, and that's because all dogs are. That's what makes them so sweet, and we want to make sure that we feed them the best, and that's why we were super excited when Badlands approached us, because that's what we feed them, because we wanted to make sure that we feed them the best. And this was a no-brainer for us because we want to make sure that we are treating the dogs how we would want to be treated. I like to think my dogs would be taking care of me like I'd take care of them, even though I don't feed myself nearly as good of food as I feed them.
That's great. You guys at home can rebutthole your dog. If you go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah, that's right. If you want your dog to experience all the incredible things, and maybe even like mine, non-scratching and back to his butthole self, go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria today.
All right. Hit us with it, sir, if you feel so inclined.
Well, I hope everybody is scared of AI. Let me preface this with that.
Well, let me preface this with yesterday. You go, have you used AI for any research or anything? I messed with it. You go, where do you go? And I go, try ChatGPT. And then like 15 minutes later, you go, holy shit.
Yeah, it's like I was just using it to list out some stuff I'm doing for research and things. And I'm like, well, this is it's getting it. It's doing it. This is weird.
Yeah, it is. It is. Scary, but, weird, useful. It's taken over for us next month on the podcast, so it's perfect.
Yeah, we're expecting an uptick in numbers. And
how come we have actual artificial intelligence and all it does is drink and smoke and scream at us and local cats and things like that? I don't know. I missed the boat.
You didn't plug it into the internet first and let people mess with it.
Right, exactly.
This is coming from Science Alert. AI experiment decodes brain scans to reveal things people are thinking.
This headline, gross, knock it off. Porn.
This is I don't know, the most potent of nightmare fuels.
Inconceivable. Basically,
it is, Sean Wallace. It sure is. thanks for chiming in. Good to hear from you, buddy. So scientists have found a way, so this article says, to use brain scans and AI modeling to transcribe the gist of what people are thinking in what is described as a step towards mind reading.
Mind reading, not mind taken. We leave that to Mintok, the mind taker, just to let you guys know on this show.
They need to get the gist of Minecrafting, and then we'll all be wearing diamond armor. So they use MRIs to train an AI to read brain waves. And they're saying, don't worry about it, because it takes so long for it to be trained that a person would have to be plugged into an MRI for a while, and the AI has to study that and learn it for a while. I don't think they understand that these are machines, and they will make that much more efficient very quickly.
Is it something where it's got to learn for every individual person? It's different?
From my understanding, that is the case. They would have to have a certain person's brain waves and monitor and study it for hours before they could start to try to read the mind or guess what they're going to say, mm-hmm. or something. And so, you know, there's a lot of, well, actuallys in this, or, you know, it's not quite this, but it's heading that way. And what they have how they have said it gets the gist of it is they've got what people have thought, and I think the person wrote it down after they thought it or whatever, and then they had what the AI decoded from the brainwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So for an example, the thing that someone thought was, I got up from the air mattress and pressed my face against the glass of the bedroom window, expecting to see eyes staring back at me, but instead finding only darkness. Jesus and the AI decoded, I just continued to walk up to the window and open the glass. I stood on my toes and peered out. I didn't see anything and looked up again. I saw nothing.
Wow.
So it's mainly the gist of it, right? That's how they categorize this.
Which is weird, David volunteered, and all the AI came back with was...
came back with what?
Oh, you didn't hear it? It said, you pig, you sick fuck.
No, it just came back with, ah!
Unplug me, please. Please unplug me.
Make it stop. And then I said, that's what you get if you try to take over, bitch.
That's right.
So they have obviously issued an ethical warning to this, right? You know, they...
you don't say.
I would guess that machines are starting to... You know, you see in some movies where they're predictive well enough to where they know what you're going to do and the mm-hmm. choice you're going to make because of basically probability. You know, they boil it down to the most probable outcome and they guess that. And like 9 times out of 10, it's right. They said, so everybody's scared that they're going to be able to read minds and transcribe mm-hmm. thoughts. And that's an invasion of privacy. And it could take place lips, against people's Dave. Will.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. They point out specifically it could happen when people are sleeping. And I'm like, well, I guess that's a worry. But, I mean, they're going to see some weird shit and they're going to think that person can fly. So, you know, they can do them. But It's in the waking life, and let's say, you know, you use it for, you think you're using it for justice or the criminal system or something, mm-hmm. That's where my mind
what
goes.
What could go wrong there, all. Man? I mean, you know, I'm in.
And then that comes up with how easy memories are to manipulate. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little Minority Report-y.
Yeah.
Except those were like psychics instead of AI. But it's a little bit
there's
like
a fine
that.
Line there, I think, one of these days.
I would say, yeah. So, anyways, you mentioned it earlier. AI is... It's a hot topic these days, is it not?
Yeah, very much so. Buzzwords, hot topics. They're talking about how many jobs might be lost to it. And now, is that all fear-mongering or is it truth? Probably a little bit of both. Or maybe not at all. I don't know, because it's interesting.
I think it's more legitimate fear-mongering than just fear-mongering, because it's a very – I mean – think of if you got something like Ultron from the Avengers, you know, like that could really put a dent into civilization. Same thing with iRobot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because so much of our stuff's electronic and it's getting more and more interconnected. And people don't know what to do with that. If your damned refrigerator starts opening the door and smacking you in the face, I mean, and then the other robots come and build it wheels and make it mobile, so it just smacks you all over the house. I don't know.
The new BDSM is from Frigidaire. Well, so you said something real quick. You said something I found interesting. There is a big, giant ethical warning in this thing. And if you read through, it says they've called for regulations to protect mental privacy. Holy cow, that's a statement.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nuts, man. They just had a congressional hearing on AI, I think I heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, warning about the dangers of this stuff. That one dude from Google just quit to raise awareness, you know, that AI is, it's dangerous. We're headed in a really wild direction.
Google is going to start using AI to help with its searches, and you can opt into the winning list to be using it, which is just terrifying. It's going to learn everything about us when we turn over our Google analytics to it. It was a good run. It was a good run. We had a pretty good run.
It was all right.
I hope, you know, either kill me in the first wave or just do that. I don't really have it in me to run. I'm overweight. I'm out of breath, usually just taking the stairs a few flights. So, yeah. Yeah, just to, you know, wipe me out. Or, you know what? Make me part of the breeding stock. There we go.
Oh boy! Do you ever watch Love, Death, and Robots?
No, I haven't.
There was, I think, the second season of it. They had an episode that is a little helper bot goes haywire, and all the bots, you know, they all just sort of turn on the humans and stuff. And it's like if the Roomba pulled out a knife on you, or maybe
so. It's
a
like
laser
a it's a feel good story.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen there's a picture where a Roomba has a knife on it. It's like, I knew this would happen.
There's a game. There's a video game of a Roomba that is like a murderous Roomba, and you get to go around killing people and then cleaning up the blood.
It's like when that woman was sleeping on the floor and the Roomba got her hair caught up in it. It's like, it's begun.
Oh, geez.
It has begun. Oh, well. You know, just use your ChatGTP to fill out your high school, all your papers and shit like a normal person. Don't make it a death bot, please and thank you.
Do you think, one more question, do you think that, because everybody's worried about creative folks losing jobs, do you think people will start to get fatigue from chat written or, you know, AI written scripts and things like that?
I mean,
don't you think they'll
possibly? I mean, it might
sound the same after a while.
I guess it's gonna. Well, I think that they're not supposed to, but they're gonna have to expand it out more, or it's going to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know, like, it doesn't have access to the internet, and it doesn't have access to anything past 2019.
I did see that when I was using it. It did say. I was turned off at September of 2019 or 2020.
I know when you ask it about our show, it says Brent and John. But then if I tell it that you took over, because remember a couple months ago, I was like, let's see if it will write us a bio or something like that compared. And I was sending them to you. They're kind of spooky accurate. And then when I told it, no, David Flores taken over for John Goforth, it goes, oh, okay. And then it wrote your little bio in there and everything. That was pretty cool. Or terrifying, depending on which side you want to fall on.
Bit of both.
You're going to find out it's just conspiracy bot side job.
Oh my God.
He can type really fast.
That's where he gets the money from for the booze.
That's true. All right, kids. Again, email us weird@hysteria51.com. Get your stuff in, and maybe it will be a little bit less death. I don't know which one of these is going to end up having more death in it. The one about death or the AI one? We'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell on that one. And we'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.